Two. All right, one. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Adult Game Corner. We are back with Super Seducer, which you guys really like. So let's go ahead and do some more. We're gonna find out how to get her into bed, part two.
Or do we already know?
If you
knock
already
her on the head, and you just go for it. All right, let's go.
If you've ever ended up in the friend zone or been told that you are nice, but that she doesn't want to date you, pay close attention in this level. Here we'll be focused on doing everything right on the date to build sexual attraction, take her home, and make sweet love. God, this could be long.
Off to you.
Thank you.
So welcome to my humble abode.
It's quite nice. Well, I'm coming in for a tea. We're not going to have
those
sex.
Those pants must be European.
Yeah. I mean, everything takes place in, like, Europe.
Yeah.
Be a gentleman and take her coat like in the old movies. Pretend to trip and grab her books. Boobs.
Oops!
Start kissing her immediately like in the newer movies. Immediately get undressed down to your underwear and to subtly hint at your intentions.
Do I?
Shall I take your jacket?
Thank you.
Comfort's good in this situation, so they don't know what's
coming. Yeah.
It's quite a nice flat.
Oh, thanks.
It's pretty big.
Let's go and sit down.
Sure.
If they're, you know, the kind of women that give you trouble for being a gentleman, opening doors and stuff, they're probably going to be a nightmare to date anyway. So in most cases,
he's right about that.
Yep.
Take the coat,
I'm an independent
door,
woman.
Yeah.
Let's just dick you down and lay.
Yeah.
Like all of that stuff. Don't worry about it. And there are still lots of women that like that kind of behavior.
Yeah.
And appreciate it. And they're probably more the kind of women that you want to date anyway. If not, then do the opposite.
He's very right. Where to go first? The couch or show of the bathroom pointing out the intimate wash and towel?
Couch.
What about some wine, do you think?
Do you have red?
Yeah, I do. Got a nice
gotta get them feeling like they're at home.
Yeah, take a seat, make yourself comfortable.
There's a nice, comfortable couch.
Really nice view.
Oh, I don't know about those ends, though.
This way?
The ends of the couch. They seem like they would be, yeah, they're not very comfortable. I like a couch that has those. Well, he's got pillows.
The rolled.
Yeah.
Arms.
Yeah, that looks like if you accidentally slam your head into it.
That one. Yeah, you have to.
Yep. No heavy metal around the couches.
No, not like that. I'm saying if you were laying on it and you accidentally, you know, move your head up, you just would slam right into it.
So what do you think of the place?
I like it, but I'm really mesmerized by the view.
Ah, the view is cool, yeah.
It's amazing.
Nice in the daytime as well. But with the design, I've been working on it, just taking a long time to get it how I wanted.
Oh, did you design it yourself?
Yeah, like piece by piece. Took like 3 years, and now it's kind of done.
Okay, well, it looks nice. You have a good taste.
Do you mind if we recline? I like to recline. Can I pop my leg? Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Do you like this picture?
No.
At least she's honest.
Yeah.
I mean, thanks for being honest. It's like a picture, so I can change it if you said you didn't like it.
But I mean, I'm not an artist, so it's not like I can judge.
I'm not either.
No. Did you draw it yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's even more.
I didn't know.
I'm
otherwise,
quitting.
I'd be more polite.
I'm quitting.
Maybe it's not my talent.
Well, I bet you have more talents than just painting.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's your VR set.
I've been known to paint
VR set,
with
yeah.
Video.
What do you think? You want to go? You want to try now?
Yeah, maybe a bit later, but yeah, I'd love to try.
If you have a lot of wine, then it's really might make you sick. So
we'll
have
really?
To see, yeah.
I wonder if it
yeah,
would be a problem.
Be bad, I guess.
Yeah.
What kind of games do you have?
All kinds. I've got 6, 7, 8 different games.
Yeah, there's not too many for that.
Boxing sim.
Okay.
It's really cool. One called Super Hot. There's a music one.
Well, I've got that, but I haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
Beat Saber. Everybody likes that one. Cool. I talked about that in an article.
We'll do that.
I bet that stuff's
that's good
fun.
Because moving a few times around the house will help things. If you try to immediately go to the bedroom and she says no, you've had that immediate rejection, her defenses are up, and she's likely to keep saying no. So take it slow and steady. Start with the couch, then you can go to the kitchen and, you know, keep things moving, and then the step to the bedroom is just another one of those moves.
You know, I wonder if he was going to make this VR at one point, because remember... Well, I was saying, I wonder if he's going to make this VR at one point, because he seemed to be really interested in the VR.
Well, he said he wasn't doing it anymore.
Well, yeah, only because they didn't sell. Only because Steam removed his game.
Yeah, it wasn't that they wouldn't have sold, that they refused.
Yeah, they refused to sell because they said it was too
raunchy. Talk
about
Dick Pearson. Ask her how often she fucks on the first... No!
Dude, they allow Honey Select 2 on there. And Honey Select 2 is a fucking full-on customized sex simulator. They
talk
just put it on there
anything
yet.
But
this week.
Sexual, but keep sexual tent. Say what you've been thinking about her nonstop. Say.
Are you an adventurous person?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
What about extreme sports?
Depends, I guess. What do you have in mind?
How about skydiving? Would you do that? Have you done it?
I haven't done it. I'm just afraid that I might break a leg or something. I'm not actually afraid
landing.
On the landing. I'm not afraid of the whole thing, but the landing is...
So you think you'd be okay jumping out of the plane?
If someone pushed me.
Well, the landing is no problem, because if you do a first one, it's tandem, and there's a guy kind of on your back, or you're in front of him, and he'll bring you in and tell you to put your legs up and land for you. So
not really.
You have nothing stopping you now. I'll have to send you.
Yeah, they have more.
I didn't even know that.
You do two-person jumps where the instructor's on your back.
Have you done it?
No, but I know a couple people that have done it.
I would at least attempt it.
If I know for absolute certain the chute's going to open.
Yeah, the chute's going to open. I mean...
No, I'm saying, if someone pushes me, then it's fine, because that's the most
scary part.
I suppose, to step into the air, basically.
For me, it was when you're... in the plane, and then they open the door, and the wind rushes in, and you know that you need to scooch to the edge.
Yeah. And then fall out. Oh my god, you're thinking about that right now.
Bam! Bump your head and then pass out. Nope.
You can work skydiving in VR, but not mine.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, you can do skydiving in VR.
The point here is that it really
probably would be really close.
The key is to keep that
just
tension. You
put
keep
a stool right here.
The way you look at her.
Well, no, you're going to...
You want her, but talking about...
Like, that shit gets immersive,
bruh.
Yeah.
Lower pressure.
There's even games where you jump off that really get me. I'm like...
Okay. So you said it was very cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What do you think of the wine?
It's quite nice.
Cheers again. Why not?
Cheers.
So would you say that you're generally a happy person?
Yeah, definitely.
And what's your kind of ingredients for a happy life? What do you need to be happy?
Just doing something every day that makes you happy, I think.
I do agree with that.
Well, sure, but what is it? Like work?
I love my work, in fact. Yes, but also I love singing and writing music, so that keeps me happy as well. And my friends, you know. What about you?
Well, kind of similar. I don't really like work, any kind of work.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, I think it was Rousseau, you know, the French guy. He said that he likes to just wake up and be free and then decide what to do.
Well, but that you can never achieve anything if you live like that.
Well, somehow I manage.
Yeah.
Or a seducer and different things I've done.
I guess.
Because
so you never plan what to do?
No, I don't. I like to kind of sit down somewhere with nothing planned that day, think a lot, and that's when cool ideas come.
Yeah.
And then when the idea comes that I'm quite passionate about, then I have the energy to kind of You know,
I kind of plan my day out a little bit like that. He's right about that.
Yeah, but that's called like a thinking day. You can have a day or two per week like that.
It's called that.
The thinking day? I've never heard of that.
I heard him every once in a while.
Have like a whole day where you just, this is what I'm going to do. I always think about that in the first couple minutes.
Yeah.
Unless it's planned for me when I have to go to work.
Or if I'm trying to sleep and my mind's racing.
Yeah. Like, I have to go, like, if I have to go to work, it's planned out. But if it's not, then I'm like, well, this is kind of what I have on the agenda.
Yeah, Russian sauna.
Exactly, yeah, where they beat you and then you jump in the ice.
Damn.
They do. They beat
They beat you with the
leaves and branches.
Why are you laughing at me? It wasn't just me they beat, was it?
No, no.
They said it's traditional.
It is tradition, yeah. And then they jump into the ice or into the cold water.
Wow.
That's what I did. Yeah. So it's super manly.
My God.
It can be manly.
It can be extremely manly if you do that.
Yeah. I'm just going to go to the bathroom.
Sure.
That was... Man, what a conversation.
She just wanted the bathroom. She wants to call a girlfriend to go with her, stick close so she doesn't run away. Just, she wanted to use the bathroom.
Yeah, you know, that's what I keep thinking. Let's have one of these PUA guys. Nah, bro, shoot. We're just going to assume she wanted to use the bathroom.
She wanted to use the bathroom.
Yeah, possibly she just wanted to go to the bathroom, but it's better to be positive, and it is actually more likely that she was making the final preparations.
Okay.
So, you know, anytime
yeah, but that's
date,
so risky.
That she went on the date with you. She's
I mean, I guarantee that risk is...
That
part of it, but
well, I mean, you all know why you're at the house for sure, but that's just a thought.
Yeah, let's get back to the comfortable. Hey. Aww. I missed you, you know. Give me a little hug.
Oh.
Now that would feel
that's
weird
a little
to me.
Bizarre.
I missed you while you were
a little hug, like a bathroom, like really, dude.
That. Some of these ideas
are
a little...
using your exes as reference points. What? This is a way to show you that she is insecure? This is one of her final checks. Say something vague and keep making out with her. We're not going to tell her how amazing her boobs and ass are.
I'd say... Don't ever talk about your exes, really.
No.
Even if they ask, it's not a great idea. This is a way to show.
Oh, I know that. I'm not going to use that. I just had that highlighted there.
You should tell her you never felt. No. B.
What do you mean, why do I like you? Of course, I like you a lot. You're super, super cool. Come. See?
I see.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, exactly. That's correct.
No explanation? Of course, sorry.
This one they said was a very round taste. I don't know what it meant.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. Tastes round. That's not a way to describe
so
taste.
Has the sulfites. You know?
Okay.
Yeah?
I'm just not into wine.
Oh, you're not?
No, I just drink sometimes, but it's not like my area of interests.
Right, she doesn't mind drinking, she just doesn't.
I've been learning about it, just so I can...
Impress girls.
Well, did I impress you?
Maybe a little.
I don't know.
No, yeah, that'll work. I didn't see that as
that
off.
Kind of
yeah, totally. Me too. Me neither.
I don't know. I think when I start making out, I don't just go back. Oh, did you check out the curtains while you're here? And then go back. It just seems odd.
Brush from shoulder to hip with some boob on the way. Ask her if it's okay if you touch her breasts. Directly touch her breasts. Ask her if it's okay if you take her shirt off. I don't want to ask her for any of this shit.
I would say A minute, hold on.
We can't save.
Oh, shoulder to her hip, some boob on the way. I don't imagine you want to strip her down right off the bat.
I keep thinking that.
Yeah. A. Let's go with A.
It depends on how he does it.
Yeah, I don't know how. That was nothing like how it was written.
Quickly,
no, that worked.
You might be able to see if there's a little movement of her hand as if it was to take your arm away or not.
Right.
And if it's not, it means she's cool with it. If she did, then you see that it's maybe something you can...
Yeah, women always show you if they're interested with their hands.
So it's a nice smooth way to do it that is pretty much rejection proof.
Is it rejection proof?
Almost, because a woman always shows her with her hands.
Yeah.
What, you're not confident with how you look?
Yeah, because, you know, people always say that I'm very skinny and I need to gain more weight and stuff like that.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Tell her, hold on, she has perfect adequate. Tell her that she's right, but maybe she can make up for it with enthusiasm. Maybe you'd show a little effort. Say...
perfectly adequate body.
I like to read through the answer.
Okay.
Say that you're not so superficial like her personality. Tell her she needs...
A little more gym.
Tell her her body is... You don't want to be too...
Yeah, I hate doing that. Oh, your body is amazing. No, just A.
I would say either A or E. E sounds good because you like her for her personality, too, and you're not that superficial.
I don't think she buys it. That's the thing. I don't think she fucking buys it, though. I mean, that's one of those that she can just know the game.
That's your opinion. E separates you from the other people making the...
We're going to try E.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so many people are superficial these days. They're just on, I guess it's Instagram, you know, just looking
shallow.
At
yeah.
bodies and stuff all the time. I don't even have... I mean, I have Instagram, but I don't use it, okay? And that just shows you, like, I'm not interested at all in how people look. I didn't really notice how you look. Like, I'm looking at you, but... I recognized you kind of when I saw you, but I care more about the person you are.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, I guess I know what you mean, but, you know, there's the physical element.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
goes with
yeah.
every relationship.
Yeah, but if
yeah.
you believe in, like, the higher consciousness and the soul, then this vessel that we're in is not actually that important. So don't worry about it. Like, I like you for who you are, you know? Who you are inside and... your brain.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that. Thank you.
He's taking it to a weird... That
no, that's not a weird spot, I don't think.
No, that's the wrong answer.
Oh.
She wants to fully let go and enjoy herself with you, but if she's not sure that you find her attractive,
I see why
then she'll find it hard to do.
That would be wrong.
What do you think of the music?
I like it.
I bet I was right.
You probably were.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah, it's quite nice.
It's cool to chill out.
Yeah.
Listen, can you kind of...
A lot of this really cool,
yeah, I think so.
Chill music.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna have to have a whole playlist of just this stuff.
What's so funny? You laugh a lot. I've got a nice laugh.
Thank you.
How long to wait before moving to the bedroom? That's your
level
of wetness.
Oh, on a scale from 1 to 10, how wet are you? Do a little, and life finds a way. Oh, Jeff Goldblum.
I was thinking of Jeff Goldblum. I said Jurassic Park was going through my head.
You're quite dashing, if I do say so myself. But on a scale from 1 to 10, perhaps, how wet would you say you are? Wet finds a way.
Do it fast. She doesn't have time to figure out what's happening. Wait until she is sufficiently turned on. Suggest you move it to the bedroom.
I like that. Do it fast so she doesn't have time to. I know, don't pick it, man.
Wait
till she's turned on, I guess.
Oh, I think we waited too long, though. Yeah. She's going to be like, well, I've had a nice time.
Yeah, that does look creepy.
They're like, dude, are you going to do anything? You just told her.
I like you.
I like you too. There's really no point rushing, and you'll find it much more.
Okay, fine.
But the way they did it,
it was really weird.
It was
going to
be a bad answer.
Yeah.
Because they're just staring like, what do we do now?
Oh.
I can't make heads or tails of this penis. What do I do with it?
Before you try and take it to the bedroom. I can see a little bit of your bra there. Lacey and nice.
I see you happen to wear a brassiere of some sorts. Yeah.
She just likes nice lingerie. It's an indicator she kind of expected sex tonight. The fact she's wearing a bra at all means that she wasn't expecting sex that night. I'm thinking C.
He met her at a bar drinking by herself.
Right.
She likes nice lingerie. She don't wear granny panties everywhere.
I don't know. I'm really...
You can make the call on it,
hit and see.
Well, no indicator is 100%. You know, like the old classic of when she touches her hair, it doesn't mean that she's attracted to you in 100% of cases.
Right.
But this is another sign, because women before dates will often decide how far they're willing to go with a guy, and if they think that sex might be on the cards, they'll make sure they pick sexy underwear because they know that you're going to see it.
Oh,
so
again,
it's
okay.
Not 100%, so don't think that anytime
I wear
see
nice
that
underwear,
to go,
but I don't always expect
indication.
Sex.
Right. But they know they're prepared for it, otherwise.
If it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
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 It's always good to be prepared.
Okay.
Is there, what's that one called? Alien? Is it that one?
Well, it has some jasmine, but I don't remember the name of it.
Perfume called Alien.
It's very nice.
I'm glad you like it. Do you like perfumes? Are you into it?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, certain perfume can drive me wild.
Yeah,
I'll say that.
I do like it when I wear it.
There's sometimes a woman will walk by, shows great perfume, and I just like.
Calls cologne perfume, eh?
Not cologne.
Start lightly choking her.
Good night.
Oh, man, you're getting into it.
Ask if she would give you permission to touch her vagina.
That sounds like a
no answer. Look inside her ear. Lovingly
pull
her head down to your crotch. Ask her to sit on your face. Gently put your hand on your hard on. I'm fucking confused.
If I might ask you a question, could I have the pleasure of reaching down in your nether regions and caressing your vagina?
Vulva of the clitoris.
Life will find a way.
Lick inside her ear?
I guess you could. There's always the chance she didn't use a Q-tip that evening.
Could you just make your hair back a little bit?
Maybe she'll dig that.
Oh no! Not the way he did it.
It's gonna lick your ear. You don't like it?
No.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's gross.
Because it's clean though, your ear, obviously.
Yeah, of
you
course.
Just don't like it.
I just don't like it.
I get that.
People, well, that's different. People are different.
Like, yeah, it's good to know.
If you let me do it and you weren't liking it and you were just sitting there like that, it wouldn't be very cool.
No, it wouldn't.
I like your honesty.
Good.
I like it. You
don't. I don't know if any women actually like this, especially with a guy that they've just recently got physical with, so it's probably got a very low chance of success and best to never try.
Wow.
Okay.
We're not doing very well with this wine, are we? It's kind of just sitting there.
Yeah, let's have some more.
Let's get drunk.
For you.
Thank you.
There you go.
So I can practice my knockout moves. What was it? Two where he punches her in the face? Yeah, bitch!
How do I get her into the bedroom?
Go to the bedroom. This room's
just waking. The tried and tested rat infestation line? What?
I've never heard.
The tried and tested house four move?
Tour move. The tour.
Oh, the house tour move. Let's try this.
Yeah, let's do that. The rat infestation, I feel like, is not tested.
Way to transition.
So it's what I'd suggest in most cases. I've actually been a terrible host. You know why? I didn't give you the tour of the house.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Oh, okay. That's a smart...
And now you don't look like, let's get to it. Let me enter you.
She was ready.
Oh, yeah. Extra unlock. Get her in the bed the best.
We got the best.
Casanova. Ending. We're at Casanova level. Yes.
We did it. Best ending. Yes. We only scored 23%. But that's how you get her into bed. You don't do a lot of the shit that he did. My God.
Don't lick her ear. That's
okay. Sure. We're sorry. Text to Sex Part 1. Good Lord.
That'll be on...
Yeah, that'll be the next episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We did this one for you. I don't know how much more there is left of this.
You can you look through? It looks like we're two more.
Shit, we're about...
Three more.
We're about done. One, two, and three. Text to Sex Part 2 will be this one, and then Part 3. And that's the whole game.
Yeah.
And we can go back to the first and second one. Maybe we could. But yeah, guys, that's Super Seducer 3 for now. Stay tuned. We'll have more of it later as we get close to the end.
Yeah.
And you can pick up the game on itch.io for about $12 and the DLC for $14. So go ahead and pick it up. And of course, Super Seducer 1 and 2 are on Steam. So, okay. I'll see you guys next time on Grin's Adult Games Corner.